Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
The Roosters, the wounded bodies keep mounting, but the team just marches on. And a man who has really brought something back to the team since he's come back in is Victor Radley. Joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you?
Very well, thank you. A bit of a bruised and battered old dressing room once again for the Roosters, but that was such a solid win.
Yeah. It's always a bit weird after those games when a couple of boys go down and we have a really tough win like that. We're pretty stoked, but at the same time, feeling for those boys. But, stoked. We hung in there and got that win last night.
How bad is the damage? What do you know about Billy Smith and Matt Ikavalu?
Oh, I'm not sure, mate. I seen, the video of it, and that doesn't look the best, but I'm no doctor. But I'm not sure about Billy either. I think they're waiting to get scans. I think it's a bit difficult up here. It's not as easy as just going to get one, so... I think the boys have got to get that done and then we'll know.
Robbo came out last week, Victor, and said that he saw some green shoots, some positivity in that win. And then last night, I guess, continued on in that vein after what was a pretty tough start, sort of running into that breeze. How's the coach at the moment? I mean, top four aspirations now, well and truly in hand, you guys. I think you play the Eels next week and you're a couple of points behind. Is that the goal? Is that sort of the thing you guys are chasing at the moment, top four spot?
Yeah, for sure. We haven't really sat down and spoke about actually making the top four, but it's kind of just been week by week. But it's definitely always the goal. You want to come first, and then you definitely want to get in the top four. So it's the goal for us, and I think we're just going to take it week by week. We've got a good opportunity against Parra to verse one of these top four sides and get a win. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Victor, it's Jimmy Graham here. Congrats on the win last night and the recent form. I've noticed you get a lot of receives of the football, almost as much as Sam Walker and James Tedesco. Do you enjoy that role, having that extra responsibility? And do you think it's something that you'll look to continue when you get Keary back and obviously a bit more of a settled halves combination next year?
Yeah, I do enjoy it, mate. I want the footy in my hands. I think I need to find a good balance of passing and running. I think I haven't ran probably as much as I wanted to the last couple of weeks. So finding that balance, I want to be able to pass the ball a lot and run. So getting a good balance there is what I'm trying to do. But it's definitely something that I want to hold on to, mate. I want the ball in my hands. I love it. So it's good.
Hey, Victor, Brent Reed. It's pretty well documented. You missed a few games, obviously, through suspension. There was talk while you're off that you have to adjust your technique and change your target zone, all that sort of stuff. It doesn't really seem as though you're any less aggressive. Did you change anything? Did you adjust anything? Did you review anything? Can you take us through that process?
No, I didn't change anything that I hadn't already been trying to fix, to tell the truth. I think the last couple of years, the thing that got me unstuck was my footwork and long striding, and that's when I make a high tackle or I'd miss a tackle or miss an inside shoulder tackle. So just working really hard on my footwork is something I've been doing anyway, and then I guess even more so over that break is just keeping my feet under my body and don't be long striding and launching from 2 metres away, because that's when I get unstuck. So just working on that, mate, is pretty much what I've been doing, but definitely nothing's changed for me just in that one moment.
Victor, going back to that game, obviously, you know, the Broncos really came to unsettle the Roosters that game and yourself in particular. And, you know, during that time off, did you take some time to just sort of think about how you're going to act in these games when teams come to target you in particular, because you are so influential, and just how you go about your business when you're on the field and you've got someone like Panga Jr., you know, targeting your half and targeting yourself?
Yeah, I just can't let it unsettle me at all. I think there's always going to be fire and stuff that burns in the moment, but I think I'm definitely my best when I'm not emotional, so try and keep the emotion out of it, and then I think eventually there will be emotion, and I don't think it's a bad thing, but just don't smash him in the face, and I think I'll be sweet.
It's a great theory for life. I love it. Hey, Victor, I think there's no better pass than your no-look one. I think it was to Joey Manu for the try. Absolutely sensational. Do you talk it through again for them in the dressing room after the game?
That was good. Just Joey straightened up. He's a good runner of the ball, Joey. I've been watching him the last couple of years. Every time he runs, he kind of finds space. So you wouldn't notice it. He's kind of a bit pudgy and a bit tubby there. He finds space. So I'm enjoying playing with him. And I'm working in combination with him, and then I guess I just saw it, but it was a good try. It was good. Joey did a little dance.
You seem like the type of guy that really enjoys this sort of this togetherness that you guys are now going to go through. You know, you come in and it's all footy. I know you love your footy, but to spend time with all the guys at this time of year, it'd be a special thing to work towards that finals goal.
Yeah, for sure, mate. It's unreal that we all get to be together here. Obviously, Melbourne did it last year, and you can see how tight they were, and obviously won the comp, and then. Just brings everyone closer, mate. We're always talking around dinner about little combinations. So it definitely helps your footy and then just helps the connection between the team, mate, for sure. And I know it's difficult for some people with families, and I feel really bad for those if they can come or can't come. But, mate, for me as a young fella, this is a big old dream. I'm loving it.
Can you have a beer and let your head on a bit, Victor, or what?
I don't think you heard that one.
I said, can you have a beer, Victor, and let your hair down a bit while you're in quarantine and lockdown?
Yeah, we can. Like, we haven't yet. We we played Bulldogs, and then we had a 6-day turnaround, and then another 6-day, and then another 6-day, I think. So I think we played on Thursday night, and we don't play till following Saturday. So I think we'll be able to have a quiet beer next weekend. We might be out of isolation too. So enjoy that with all the boys. And then I think the following week, the partners and children that come up, so... I think next weekend we might be able to have a beer together and before the wives come up, and then, it'll be game over.
you're on the Sunshine Coast, yeah?
Yeah, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, beautiful spot to be then. So will you then be allowed just live in under the same protocols as those who are hanging out and living up and, heading to Noosa, going to golf? Is that sort of stuff be allowed for you?
Yeah, for what I've been told is we can live under the Queensland restrictions, whatever they are at the time. But I wouldn't hold anything to that. I think that's just what we tell each other we're hopeful for. So, mate, if we do have some restrictions, I don't really mind. It's kind of nice where we're staying. And if we don't, as long as we can go and play golf and go for a swim at the beach, I'm happy.
Mate, obviously, when you're in these sort of camp-like situations, it's important to have fun at the right time. You spoke about having a beer and stuff like that. But obviously, minus having beers, who's the sort of ringleader in the fun department? Who's the entertainment and who's given value in the Roosters group?
Egan Butcher, the young lad, he's a legend, so he's good to hang around. He's always funny. His brother's a nerd, Nat Butcher. But Boyd Cordner came up. He's doing a bit, obviously with the coaches and just with individual players, but he seems to be taking on the role as kind of I don't know, he's planning next weekend anyway, so he's going to be taking on the fun stuff to plan that, and he's a good man to have in charge for there because he likes good times.
I think you're up there with you're in camp with Newcastle, right? You're at the same resort, is that right?
Yeah. We're right next to New Year.
What's that like when you see them before the game, see them after the game? And Tavita's coming into camp with Penrith actually next week. You might be able to square him up while he's there.
Yeah, we'll knuckle on. it's sweet, mate. Everyone's like, I don't know what it was like 30, 40 years ago, but I feel like everyone's kind of mates and everyone gets on. There's not really any dead shit, so. Yeah. We just cruise around and say good day. It was a bit awkward because we're kind of next to Newcastle. Our team rooms before the game. So I think yesterday it was kind of head down, like don't look at them. But seen them at recovery this morning and, there was no dramas. It's probably no dramas because we won, so we'll sweep. But it's all good, mate. Everyone's good bloke. So we're with Manly as well there. I've got a couple of mates with Manly, so it's good fun.
We've spoken about that game briefly and haven't mentioned James Tedesco, how influential he was. He's brilliant in that captain's role for you. His second half was amazing.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's good to have back. His presence, his voice, everything about him, he just demands the ball all the time and always comes up with good plays. So I was stoked to have him, mate, last night, and I'm looking forward to getting... Well, we got Beryls. It was the first time me, Sammy and Teddy have actually played together since... ages, start of 2019, so it's good to finally get some combos with them, a couple of boys, and keep working with that.
Well, it looked good. It was a great result. Congratulations. Enjoy yourself there, and I hope you do get some time for a nice beer with the boys.
I look forward to it, mate. Cheers, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.